Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Daddy Mojo podcast. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. We're going to run down some of the new all-age comics that come out this week. They hit stores January 6th, 2016. It's a fabulous week because there's a whole lot of comics, The first one this week that we're going to start off with is it's actually a trade paperback, Age of Reptiles, Ancient Egyptians. This was one of our favorite comics from 2015, and it's not really all ages. It's great for ages 8 and up because it's a little violent and a little bloody for some ages, and you say, well, that doesn't sound like all ages, but it's wordless and it's educational. And even per the publisher's rankings, it's 8 and up. Having read all the issues, they're awesome and they're beautiful. And you can read the story in between the wordless dinosaurs. It's beautiful. Really, check it. Just look at a couple images and you'll say, ah, this is awesome. It's also one of our best top 10 graphic novels from 2015. More on that in just a moment. In comics this week, we also have Angry Bird Comics 2016 coming out. I say 2016 because it's kind of a reboot. They had Angry Bird Comics last year, so they ramped up, but it could be an annual thing that IDW has going on, so it's issue number one, Angry Birds Comics. And it's surprisingly cute. Even if you see the trailer for the movie, you think, eh, it's kind of cute. I can get into it. It's not like Ms. Pac-Man TV show, which was horrible. This is actually good. So thank you, Angry Bird Comics. Archie number 5 comes out this week, and this reboot is really fabulous. If you haven't jumped in yet, this is not old Archie. This is new school, totally rebooted Archie. The art is brand new. It's for a new generation of Jughidians, if you will. I just made that up. In issue number 5, Betty and Jughead have declared war on Veronica for the heart and soul of Archie Andrews. See, it's silly, but it's the same Riverdale fun with contemporary art and enough modern sensibilities that any age will love it. It's really fabulous stuff. B and Poppycat, the trade paperback volume 2 comes out. Trade paperback, so it's just under $12. And this collects, let's see what issues it collects from B and Poppycat. It collects issues 5 through 8. From this series. And this is from Boom Studios. Boom Studios, I laugh because they do a lot of things very well. This is one of them. Also this week is Doctor Who. And I've mentioned this a couple times on the blab. But Doctor Who is a great comic. It's a fabulous TV show. It's also a great comic. The comic is a little old for some readers, so it's not really all ages, because the vocabulary is going to be above some younger readers' grasps. But if you've got a child who's, say, 9 to 11, who is a Whovian, they're going to like it. And there's a Doctor Who comic for every incarnation of the Time Lord. It's awesome. And this is, the one we highlighted on the website is Year 2, Number 1. This is for the 12th Doctor. So that's out there, and it's all good fun. Titan does all these things. The artwork in all these is really fabulous, and it's worth checking out for Whovians especially, but for young readers who are into sci-fi, check it out, because it's pretty good stuff. Giant Days number 10 comes out this week also. What is Giant Days? Well, the cover has a baby with 6 people focused around him, and I don't know much about this comic, so I can't really say it, so I'll read. Big Lindsay comes to visit with her baby, but watching the kid and being nice to the insatiable party girl begins to wear on everyone. So we're going to check this out this week because we don't know much about it. We've seen enough of it to be curious, but we don't know anything about it per se. So if you know something about this as to why it should be on our must-read list, please tweet us and let us know at Daddy Mojo, or leave a comment down below. Either way, we're good with it. one title that we do know a lot about, and that is really good. It's much better than the title of it might suggest for people who may not be down with it. Is Hero Cats. Hero Cats number 9 comes out. This is the part 3 of 3 from the Crow King saga. The art in this is really fabulous. It's from Action Lab. It's really great stuff. And it's not all about cats. You have to say, well, it's Hero Cats, so it's cats who are heroes. But with this story, the Crow confrontation, they've brought in a whole lot more humans who can also do good stuff, bad stuff. There's some steampunk in there. It's good stuff, and it's worth checking out for any age, any gender. It's Hero Cats. Another one that is great for anyone, and we were speaking with someone tonight. This is their favorite comic. Boom, this is it. This is Invader Zim. And she was stoked to find out that it comes out this week. And this is a one-shot. It's issue number 6. It's a special one-shot issue that is written and drawn from Casey Green, cat who's done Graveyard Quest and Gun Show. It's 3 short tales about everyone's favorite Urken Invader. It's funny. It's silly. It's from Oni Press. And Oni Press doesn't do many all-age titles, but when they do, they usually nail it to the floor. And that's kind of what they've done here with Invader Zim. It's from Oni Press, and it's fabulous stuff. Kung Fu Panda number 4 of 4 also comes out this week. And the movie comes out in just a couple of weeks. Late January, the new Kung Fu Panda comes out. Po finds his panda friends that he must... Friends, his family, that he must teach to be warriors also. We're down with it. It's a very cute movie. It's not going to change anyone's life, but it's actually very clever stuff. And this comic from Titan is also very good. It's Kung Fu Panda 4 of 4. If you missed the previous 3 issues and want to get the whole thing in trade paperback, just wait until March, and you can check it then. Or if you want to get the single issue of number 4, hit out this week. One trade paperback that you may want to check out if you're down with the mouse. Mickey Mouse, Gift of the Sun Lord. The trade paperback comes out this week. It's just under $11, $10.39. And this is it's an original graphic novel. Features Mickey Goofy as they jump from one epic quest to another. And of course, Pete's in there. Pete's the bad guy. He's been the bad guy since like the 30s. You would think if he was so bad, Mickey wouldn't hang out with him, but he's always there. And our kids love Pete. Pete's pretty funny. We were watching it today, and it was a cartoon from the late 50s, early 60s, smoking a cigar, and it was hilarious stuff. And it's neat to see that Pete's still around and causing Mickey and everyone trouble. That's Mickey Mouse, Gift of the Sun Lord, comes out this week. Munchkin, the trade paperback. If you like the card game, you'll love the comic. If you don't know about the card game, your kids may be into it when they hit 9 to 11 years old, or you may be into it, because there are so many incarnations of Munchkin. Wow, it's mental. There's a Nightmare Before Elm Street Munchkin incarnation. Of course, there's Munchkin itself, and there's now the trade paperback. Wow. And this one, you got the... It's illustrated by Russ Manning and Jorge Corona. Jorge also does We Are Robin, Teen Titans Go. So you'll recognize some of the art, and it's very distinctive art. It's great for all ages. It's goofy fun, and it's got built-in awareness if your kids are down with the card game. It's Munchkin Volume 1. It's a great week for My Little Pony fans because there are two new releases this week. It's crazy. It's Equestria-rific. If I can say that. My Little Pony Friends Forever 24 comes out, and My Little Pony Friendship is Magic comes out. It's number 38. They come out this week. They're both on IDW, and it's great stuff. It really is. Popeye still makes new comics. Did you know that? He does. Popeye Classics number 42 comes out this week. Also, Regular Show. This is our favorite Boom comic. There, I said it. I can't go back, can I? But it is. It's great stuff. Regular Show 31 comes out. And it's hilarious. It's funny. If you're down with the show, you'll immediately be drawn to it. If you're not, you'll get sucked in because it's so silly. The art is perfect. and it makes you smile just looking at the art. It's great, and it is all ages. Even though the cartoon has a lot of sublime parts to it that are great for teens, tweens, and college kids. It's great for any age, this comic book. It's awesome. The trade paperback volume 5 for Regular Show also comes out this week. And that trade paperback collects issues 17 through 20 from Regular Show. It's funny stuff, really. You look at the cover and you laugh immediately. It's great. Our 6-year-old's favorite comic book now is Skylanders Superchargers. This week, number 3 comes out from Skylanders Superchargers. It's a comic book based on the video game from IDW. And again, your eyes roll. My eyes roll even saying this. It's a comic based on a video game. Can't they be original? But it's a good comic book. It really is. And if you've seen the video game is so layered. Man, this is not like Frogger. This video game is deep. Not deep like intellectual. Deep as in there are so many worlds and so many ways you can go in there. I mean, I'm speaking of the video game. Video game's fabulous. It's really awesome. This comic book is a close cut from it because it has the same characters from it, the same colors. It's beautiful stuff. And if your kids are into the game, they'll immediately be into this. And it's a good little gateway to get them into reading because they'll want to see what's going on with their favorite Skylanders. And this is the end of the first story arc. It's Skylanders Superchargers 3. Your kids will love it. I'll call this one for the older kids, meaning the adults. This is Star Wars Art Poster Coil featuring 20 removable prints at just under $16. It's more than the average comic. It's actually not even a comic. It's more of a book. It's done from Abrams, but it features 20 removable, frameable prints from Star Wars art through the ages. It's really beautiful stuff. Kind of bummed out they didn't send me a copy to review. But my wife's actually pretty thankful because we would have already had some framed. So call it what you will. You've got some great illustrations from some top-notch artists like Jeffrey Brown, Philippe Druliet, Mike Mignolia. Oh, we saw that kind of a second ago. Ralph McGuire and Ollie Moss. And it's beautiful stuff. It's really beautiful. That Star Wars art poster call with 20 prints. And it's a book, so it's from Abrams Books. Great stuff they have. It's good stuff. Again, this next one, they released some books about 3 months ago that caused a lot of people to kind of do a double take and roll their eyes and say, really? This is coming out? This is horrible. But let's put on our comic boy pants here and say, no, this is actually very logical. Because it's printed by the Little Golden Books. You say, oh, this is straight up for kids. It is straight up for kids. If you're over 7, you're not going to want to read this. But this is a great gateway to get kids into reading. And into reading something cool and something fun that they will want to read. Because our 4-year-old, he's not going to see Star Wars anytime soon. He may see the first movie, like the first movie, maybe in a couple years when he's 7. But he's curious about it now. He wants to know about Darth Vader. This is how they learn about that. Because it's the little golden books. Like the little golden books that you remember back from the day. With that gold trim on the left-hand side of the book. This is what it is. They've got 3 of them coming out this week. Star Wars Little Golden Book, I Am Droid. Features all the droids. BB-8, R2, and C-3. They all come out there. It's a little adventure with the droids only. There's also one called I Am Jedi. Guess who that stars? Yoda and Luke. And Obi-Wan. Oh, yeah, you go. Again, where's Rey? What's going on? They must be concentrating on the older ones. Otherwise, Rey's not there. That actually could make sense. But BB-8's in that first robot one. We'll see. Come on, Little Golden. Get your stuff together. Where's Rey? The third one comes out, I Am Pilot. And what is great about this is that all of these books are just under $4. So it's the same price as a comic book. But it's a book, so it's hardback. And it's going to last really long, and it's meant to be read. So pick those up at your local bookstore. They're not going to be at your comic book store, but they'll be at your bookstore. Toil and Trouble, Number 6 comes out this week also. I think it's number 6. There we are. Toil and Trouble. Yes. This is the story of Macbeth from the viewpoint of the witches. Yeah. Wrap your head around that one. This is actually near the end of the saga, where Macbeth's fate is in the balance, and the witches are trying to figure out what's going on, what to do. This is going to be for older readers, because it could be, man, this has more serious themes, that's all. But it's Macbeth, so it's classic stuff. Hey, side note, the music that you're listening to in the background is from Jason Shaw. If you want to dig all of his stuff, just cruise to freemusicarchive.org. And they've got some really groovy stuff. It's also a fabulous way to support new artists and just find new cool things that you may get into. Because new things are fun. Uncle Scrooge number 10 comes out this week also. And this is, again, this is like the week for IDW has so many releases this week. They've done their homework in the all-ages market. And they're really trying to carve a niche for it. Number 10 comes out this week from Uncle Scrooge. Ever wonder why Scrooge stays a bachelor? Yeah, you have. Well, you won't after this comic. There you go. Because there's not a Lady McScrooge in the house, is there? Unless Toil and Trouble gets in there, then Macbeth is the whole thing, and it's a crazy, crazy Shakespearean roulette. That's what it is. Did we miss any comics? Is there anything you want to hear about on this? Please let us know. It's at Daddy Mojo on Twitter. Or you're welcome to email us, Trey, T-R-E-Y, at Daddy Mojo. Every Wednesday is New Comic Book Day. I kind of state the obvious here, but every Wednesday you've got new books coming, arriving at your local store. Where's your local comic book store? I can tell you, but I don't know where you live. So it's best just to Google Comic Shop Locator, and you can find it. Also, we're giving away 2 really cool graphic novels on the website now. It'll be 3 or 4 posts deep, but just look for it. It's where we recap the best graphic novels of 2015. And we're giving away a Mickey Mouse graphic novel and a Princeless graphic novel, courtesy of Diamond. Thank you for that. We'll do another one of that there. That's it. Thank you for listening. Have a great week and see you soon.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.